You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Saturday, the 26th of November, 2022. Wow, I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. And I am thrilled to be with y'all again, committing thought crimes, thinking for ourselves here, where you know, you'll have no thoughts of your own and you will be happy. Right. Yeah. Because we toe the party line and stuff. That's it. It's those. I was listening. That Masters of War always gets me riled up because I think about how wicked these people are. The ones that are the powers that should not be, let's say. And, you know, I'm glad, very proud to be here on RBN and talking to listeners of people who look for the truth. And you know, it was started out as a joke calling this thought crime, but now, more and more, they just, as one of the callers pointed out last show with Fair, there is no freedom of speech anymore around the world. People will come and knock on somebody's door while they were broadcasting live. I remember seeing that over Europe and places, that he'd post something that offends somebody. I mean, look, this is like RBN is called the canary in the coal mine, I heard. So you guys support RBN and keep the network alive. I want to welcome a new sponsor to RBN too. Today there's a group in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. It's called Dixie Republic. The website is actually just dixierepublic.com, and we broadcast live from there the 29th of October. Myself, Mike Gaddy, Jim Ram, and some others, and people from the League of the South. Mark Tomey was there, and it was a great time. There are like-minded people there that I've met, people who were awake and aware of things. I really like that tagline that was in the ad where it says, it's not just a roadside attraction, it's a destination for our people. And that was a great time. And I will broadcast again there live in the future. And also there's the book drive now. If you donate $100 or more, you get your name into the drawing for a book that's given out one every week that was actually owned by John Stadmiller in his library. And that, taking care of some of that business, y'all, I am honored to be joined by Mr. Dave Scorpio today as a co-host. Dave, you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, I can. I'm looking forward to committing some thought crimes together.
Thanks very much for coming on, Dave. I wanted to just start our conversation with a little story that it involved. This is a horrible story. This is a tragedy that happened to one of our co-hosts. And it just shows how much contempt that this government, that this United States government, has for its own heroes, for its own military. It was, you know, our fellow co-host Mike Gaddy, who comes on at 3 Central in the afternoon on Rebel Madman Radio. I heard him give a lesson about POWs and MIAs in his Teach Me True History class on the 15th. And he told what had happened with his wife's brother, with his brother-in-law. For over 20 years, the Department of Defense knew that this man had been killed. You know, there was F-105 and search and rescue had gone there, and they weren't able to recover the bodies because they came out under fire. But they did report that the plane was down and the names of the two people. And so as pretty much as soon as this happened, then the military knew what had happened, but they kept that away from them for over 20 years. In fact, they even let that man's parents die, not knowing what had happened to their son. And the truth came out when someone who was actually in that plane contacted Mr. Gaddy and told him the facts of what had happened. And it just boggles my mind that they have that much contempt for their own heroes. So I can't imagine how they must think about us. I mean, we're worse than cattle. We're like roaches in their food to these people. It's an infuriating thing. And I know you've mentioned previously on your trip that about the military and that there wasn't one in Iceland and stuff. And, you know, it just seemed like a good place for us to start our conversation. And let me kick it to you with that, because I think we agree on a lot of things, you and I, sir.
Well, Stephen, in this modern world, you have to wonder what function a military actually has to play, given if a country has a militia and ability to defend its own borders from foreign attack, certainly we should not be running around the world meddling in the affairs of other nations. It really is not anything that helps this country or the people in it. And I think right now we're actually in basically a proxy war with Russia. If it wasn't for the United States and the NATO countries, but primarily the United States, the war, so-called war in Ukraine, would already be over. They would have come to some kind of settled agreement. But instead, we have done everything we can to exacerbate and bring this conflict further and make it greater, and really for no good reason, to be honest.
Oh, I agree. It's just for, it seems to always advance their agenda, which of course is more money for them and more power for them. But it goes all the way back to war as a racket, that it was, it's to sell weapons and stuff. And the war, not so much to be won, the war is to be continuous so that they could keep running us through the meat grinder. It just, that is what has always infuriated me, even before I was aware of all the other things. My father was a combat vet, and the way that they were treated back during World War II, grew up hearing a lot about that. And so I had that point of view even before I realized how much things were manipulated, how much the wars are forced on us. We were manipulated with psyops to just create this enemy where people living in two different lands, we don't, you know, there's no reason for that, for us to defend yourself. I believe it was, I think Smedley Butler put it like, the only good reason for military is to defend you if you're attacked. Anything else is just enforcing your will on others. That's a paraphrase, but yeah, and that makes common sense to me. And we've been pumped so full of this propaganda and patriotism, the last refuge of scoundrels, I guess. I heard Farrah talk about someone questioning his patriotism, and I agree with exactly what he said about, I have the same respect for this federal government that it has for me, which is none. That you can see how much contempt they have for us. And the military weaponry has coalesced into this thing we're holding in our hand now, too. That's something that I was thinking earlier. It's like they have fine-tuned this to where it's, you guys call it an individualized psyop, but they want to put this ID on everybody. And that just, all of the military technology in the world, you don't even need it. If you have that, you have complete control again. It just seems like that's where this has been headed for some time, ever since the end of the Second World War, when all of this technology started to be cybernetics and developed. And now the more full spectrum dominance they get, the less freedom for us, and well, the less people too. You can see how they would go to the point where they would go to kill everybody. The arrogance of these people who, you know, it boggles my mind that they don't even, must not have families or something. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not a psychopath. Maybe, maybe that's it.
Well, and you know, the problem with all modern wars is that they're intertwined with covert agendas that are run by intelligence agencies. So they give a certain set of reasons for a war to the general public, but the actual reasons that the war is being fought are often kept very private and covert. And yes, Smedley Butler called it out in the 1920s, 1930s, that war is a racket, and that he was basically a collection man for intelligence agencies and big corporations. No question about that. But now war is being used also to fulfill covert agendas that are unknown to the public primarily.
It's been a sad history. I was thinking back in the 1990s, I think it was even the early to mid-90s, the death rate among Gulf War veterans who had been in the first Gulf War was actually higher than the World War II generation at that time, due to the stuff that they did to them with those anthrax experimental vaccines and then the depleted uranium and the conditions that they put them through. It was veterans who were like 30, 40 years older were not dying at the rate that they were at that time. That was a big, and we just kind of got a little bump in the road. And then here comes 9/11 and it's the war on terror. The war they declare on anything is just using that as a weapon, if you ask me. The war on drugs is using drugs as a weapon against us. We are the enemy now, and our quote-unquote government is waging war against us. And it's been that way ever since they stopped declaring wars, I guess, with all the way back to Korea.
Well, yes, and, you know, war is terror. So a war on terrorism is an absurd premise, just like war on drugs. The war on drugs has done much more damage than drugs themselves. As bad as drugs are, the war on drugs has done far more damage, and it's actually led to the militarization of our police and our civilization. Two very, very dangerous things, Stephen.
I completely agree. That is what horrifies me, to see the way our country has transformed itself from, well, I was born in 1960, but even during the 70s, after the NOM generation was coming back, we weren't militarized to the point that we became in the 80s when they started this war on drug with the no-knock raids and people covering their face. And it's just, and why? Because somebody's selling a plant? I mean, you know, come on. Most of those drugs were planted in bodies coming back too, all the way back to NOM. They've been using the wars to funnel the drugs for centuries now too. The whole thing, these masters of war, the masters of money, you know, that they have no accountability. The only way we're going to hold them accountable is if we do it, because there is no justice system to know what Nuremberg 2.0, whatever they call that. And that was a psyop to start with, to absolve us of the horrible war crimes that we committed during World War II. You know, that was a feint away from that. So don't pay attention to all those firebombings. You know, we were the good guys. So many people have grown up on that myth of the white hat, and, you know, U.S. it stands for freedom and justice in the world. And if you ain't with us, you're with the terrorists. And it's the simplification. I know that sounds absurd, but a lot of people, that's the level of their understanding of this. And it can be infuriating when we've reached the point we have.
Well, the mythology around World War II is pretty deep and pretty vast. And really, when you get right down to it, the World War II was a fratricidal war. It was white people killing white people. And a lot of it was certainly orchestrated. There was no reason for it. You know, Russia and Germany invaded Poland at the same time, yet Germany was the bad guy. Just like today, with this nonsensical Ukrainian war, it's all smoke and mirrors. And there's always a covert reason for the conflict that the public is never told. And, of course, you know, World War II was extremely unpopular before the war started, with America anyway. 80% of Americans were deadly against American getting involved in the war. And then, of course, Roosevelt, essentially put Japan in a place where they had to attack Pearl Harbor, and then allowed it to happen. They knew it was going to happen, and then used it as a springboard to get America to go into the war, a very unpopular war, because the memory of World War I was still very fresh in people's minds.
That's an excellent point. Do you think they've done things similar now with Russia? They backed them into a corner to where they had to do something, or be, you know, watch the Russian-speaking population of eastern Ukraine be eliminated?
Well, exactly. The parallels between what's going on in Russia and Ukraine and World War II are numerous. And they're using the same playbook, essentially, Stephen. And really, you know, America should have taken the stance from the very beginning that we need to get these two parties to the bargaining table and come to a fair and equitable agreement, you know, because really all Russia wants is for Ukraine to remain neutral. And doesn't want Ukraine joining NATO or the EU, and wants Ukraine to be a neutral country. It's always been a satellite nation of Russia. The people in Ukraine and Russians are very similar, and this is a manufactured conflict. There's absolutely no reason for it whatsoever.
Well, I guess it's the money, too, is the reason for it. I've heard a lot of other hosts talking about this FTX thing and the money laundering. I mean, all that money, it just, quote unquote, evaporated. I heard you say, no, it didn't disappear. Someone got that money, didn't they?
Well, absolutely. This is just the latest installment in a long series of Jewish Ponzi schemes. And, you know, there's many of these charitable foundations that work together to launder money. FTX is just one little cog in the wheel, and it's been exposed for the time being. But the real question is Sam Bankman-Fried going to go to jail? He needs to go to jail for a long time. And we'll see if kosher privilege prevails in this case. It shouldn't, because you know, this was a scam from the very top to the very bottom of the whole thing, and many powerful people were behind this Bankman-Fried character that was just a frontman. They always use a frontman that will take the fall when things go wrong.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. Is even worse than the Madoff scam, I believe. It dwarfs that, and we've, you know, it's probably just the beginning too. This happens all the time. You mentioned something about crypto being crypto, kind of, and yeah, that's always been my impression too. I've steered away from it. I have, you know, I don't have any money to go invest anyway. And why would you invest that in that? That just seems like it's going to be the digital prison that they use, that digital currency along with this ID, the digital ID. They have built the walls of a internet prison that we're in. And if once they pull the plug on other forms of commerce, then, you know, I guess people will, people have to forget. I mean, I don't know. I try to use cash when I can and talk to people face to face. And, you know, so much of our quote unquote economy is just virtual, and it makes no sense to me. We need to get back to reality.
Well, absolutely, Stephen. That's a very good point. And you see a concerted effort to keep human beings from interacting. Of course, that was what Operation COVID Hoax is all about, to instill fear, because fear is the greatest method of control to make human beings behave in whatever way they want them to. And you see a concerted effort to keep human beings from interacting in real life. And we need to reject that completely, start getting together in groups of like-minded people and conversing and finding ways to interact and to start building parallel systems for ourselves outside of this Zog prison that they're trying to create.
Amen. That's the only solution I see, is for us to do that, to disconnect, not comply, and create our own. We are all we need, just this music coming in. We'll go to callers as soon as we get back, folks. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you, David. We'll be right back, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host, and I have Dave Scorpio as my co-host. Dave, is there anything you'd like to say before we go take our callers?
Well, just that, you know, I think you're doing a great job, Stephen, and it's really good to bring up this anti-war sentiment. You know, the old left used to be very anti-war, but that's been completely extinguished and replaced by this, you know, desire for bizarre sexual predilections and open borders. But anti-war sentiment is very important, and it should actually be part of the right, a new right, and a new kind of nationalistic spirit, where we're concerned about our own borders and the people in our country, not concerned about running around the world trying to force other countries to live by ways and means that we choose for them.
Well said. I completely agree with that. We need to take care of our neighbors first and then protect ourselves. You know, that's what civilization was built on, not on, you know, full spectrum dominance and all of these Ponzi schemes. I completely agree. Okay, first, I have one of our co-hosts, the guy, gentleman Luca, who comes on right after Thought Crime Live. Hello, Luca. How are you, sir? Thanks for the call.
Hi.
You have a question for David?
Hi. Yeah. How you doing? I'm going to dance in the choir and say how much I love your show and how much I really appreciate your show and how we're standing in line to tell you how much we appreciate your show, basically. Something else I love about calling into your show in particular is that there are so many things that we have to speak of and that obviously our shows are structured, so we can't. So I'm going to talk about something completely different, but you just mentioned World War II, and I said, that's it, I'm calling. That's it. Very quickly, George Patton, July 21st, 1945, and this is a quote. Gentlemen, I've come this morning to the inexcusable conclusion that we have fought on the wrong side. This entire war should have been fought with the fascists against the communists and not the other way around. I fear that in perhaps 50 years, America will pay a dear price and become a land of corruption and degenerate morals. I think it's pretty clear.
I don't think it took that long. Yes, sir.
It's crazy. There are so many things. Like if you look at the border and the rail strike, they're exactly the same thing, okay? Very quickly, because they're leaving the border open because they want to destroy America. They need the rail strike because they want to destroy America. So what do they do? oh, the border? Oh, yes, we're going to the border. Yep, I've been to the border. You know, they're lying through their teeth. In Washington, same thing. You know, oh, we're completely involved in the rail strike. Biden says, no, we're not involved in the rail strike. Right? So, you know, tip of the hat to your show. I love what you guys are doing, and I just have to throw that in because that's not what we're talking about at all on my show today. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for the call, Luca. Dave, you like to respond to Luca?
Well, yeah, that excellent quote by General Patton. And look what happened. America essentially defended communism in World War II. That's the honest truth of the matter. And then we turn around and have this Cold War against communism, what, for the next 40 years afterwards. So what a futile war it turned out to be. There was no reason for it. And actually,
oh, I believe there was. If I may, I believe there definitely was a reason for it, because Churchill was assigned to just genocide Germany like he genocided Iraq, Afghanistan, India. And then what did he do in Kenya and Africa? He said that he wanted the fertile lands to be left for the white colonials only. And then he said something about blackamoors. In Germany's case, he was talking about how he can't believe the squeamishness of people about the use of gas. Why don't we just, you know, base them in gas? That was his quote. They wanted to get rid of Hitler's Germany because it posed a threat to Zionism and to, you know, private banks. Same thing as the seven countries in 5 years. I'm completely assured of that now. So,
well, yes, I didn't finish. What I meant is that there's no reason that the war should have been fought at all. There really was no reason. It was a constructed thing with covert agendas behind it, and the war should not have happened, period.
I agree. Wars are manufactured. They teach history as if they somehow just happen, but they are manufactured. The same way consent is manufactured for other things, consent for war is manufactured, and the profits are just through the roof. You know, all of the it's infuriating. I'm glad that our people out there. Thanks, Luca. Thanks very much for pointing that out. That know
yeah,
this.
Love your
know?
Show. Yeah. I got to get ready. See you later. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much for the call, sir. And okay. Next, John in Tennessee. John, you have a question for Dave, sir. Uh-oh, did it?
I'm here.
There you go. Hi, John. Okay.
Good morning to both of you. Luca's absolutely correct, and it wasn't long after Churchill said what he said, that he was a dead man. Isn't that amazing? You know, it's funny. I've been in the military. Have either of you been in? Because they had something called compartmentalization. If you asked a question, the next question for
can you hold on to the break for the break, John? I hear sure. I hear the music. Can we come back to you right after sure. the break, sir? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
I am a bold marauder in its high ho hey.
I want the truth. The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Marching, I hear marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers, I'm sick of checkers, I'm sick of pain.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. My co-host today is Dave Scorpio, and we have John in Tennessee on the line. John, I'm sorry, break caught you, sir. Please continue.
Okay, well, what I was talking about was compartmentalization, you know, and you had your job to do in the military. If you asked something that wasn't within your training, you would get, well, do you have a need to know? And if you didn't have a need to know and you continue to ask, you go to jail or you're demoted or whatever, okay? So God gave us all this powerful computer between our ears, and we've got a video camera in our eyes and a recording device in our ears. And what goes in stays in there. So if you use your mind, you can gather information quietly and then put two and two together. You know, it's amazing because Shakespeare was really correct when he wrote the play As You Like It, when he said all the world's a stage and the men and women are merely the players. Stephen, you've got a part. Have you ever heard anyone? Stephen, you're not playing your part, Stephen. David, you better get with the program. You can be replaced. It's a play. It's a stage play. The world is a theater. The wars are theaters of war. So we've got to understand, if we keep our mouth shut, and with age comes wisdom. And then if you recall memories and you put two and two together, you can see what the plan is. You can see that every war we've ever fought as the United States has been instigated and goaded and controlled and manipulated and created by this country that's the land of the free and the home of the brave. This Christian nation has created every war we've ever fought in, because you and I and other soldiers are expendable. You know, soul is the sun god, S-O-L, and then fire, D-I-E-R. So every soldier is a human sacrifice to a sun god for a greater purpose. These people are not serving the God of heaven. They're serving Satan. They're serving the sun god. So you're a soldier, and you wear a uniform. So you're a uniformed soldier. You're a uninformed soldier. Don't ask. You don't need to know. You're going to be uninformed. Just do as you're told, follow orders, and give your life for your country if need be, because you don't want to bring it here, do you? I mean, think about this. You get your legs blown up in a wreck, come back in a wheelchair, and you're an invalid. No, you're invalid because you have no use to them anymore. They don't need you. You're expendable. And it's worldwide. Isn't it funny that we had opportunity after opportunity to kill Hitler and Mao and all the rest of them, but the leaders never die. Only their people die because they're all on the same page. They're all on the same bus. They want to go to a global government. The only argument they have with one another, who's going to be in control when they get there? You're expendable. You're a useless eater. You're a worker bee. You're breathing their air and walking on their land, and they're not going to continue to allow it. You must die. And that sounds hypercritical. Tell me where I'm not true. I'll listen to your responses.
I can't find fault with any of that, sir, Dave.
Well, he made some good points, and I think he meant to say Patton was killed very shortly after he said those words, no question. He was murdered in a very suspicious car accident, let's say. And yes, compartmentalization is the key to all things military. Need to know. That's the way all intelligence agencies work as well. And that's how they're able to get men to do things that they don't even realize they're doing by not telling them the whole story.
Let me give you a story. At 17, first of all, I studied architecture at 16, 17 in high school. Graduated high school at 17, went to work on a pipeline before I went in the military. I turned 18 and went in the military. But when I quit the pipeline job, I went in for the last week. I worked in the office. This is right after the oil crisis in the 1970s, 1975. I'm in the office, and there's millionaires in this office. But I'm working the last week, emptying waste baskets and sweeping floors, okay? And these multi-millionaires are laughing about what they're doing in the Middle East, how we're building refineries in Iraq and Iran, and those Arabs are too stupid to operate them, and we're going to use their oil, and when we use theirs, they're going to want ours, and we're going to tell them, go piss up a rope, you ain't getting none of our oil. So that tells me that oil really is black gold. It's a tangible asset. It is more valuable than the dollar, folding dollars in your wallet, because it has worth, and the world operates on oil. That's what every war has been fought about. I sound like a 1960s liberal. I sound like, what's the fat lady that had the talk show? Rosie something or other. Rosie O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
I sound like Rosie O'Donnell, okay? Because our country is really run by Nazis. It is literally run by Satanists. It is literally run by fascists, and you're in the way of the program. And if you're not complying, you're dying. And, do I love this country? Yeah, I love this country. I just don't like evil government. Am I going to do something about it? No, they got bigger guns, and they got airplanes, and they got tanks, and they got guns that'll shoot around corners. And if it comes over a wall, the bullet will explode. There is no fighting this. It's done. And I'm not doing it to tell people to give up. We're supposed to resist. We're supposed to reprove. We're supposed to teach and exhort. But exhort and teach people on what's right. If people will just do what's right, this cabal will expose itself. They've got us so busy that we, people hear you and I talking about this, we're crazy.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying, John. Listen, yes, thanks very much for the call. I think we have to turn away from these people somehow, and as we were talking about, create our own thing, because we are just, collateral damage to them. And, okay, thanks very much for the call, John. Next up, I have Bruce in Texas. Bruce, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Howdy.
Hello, Scorpio.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, drying out over here in Houston, boy. It's been bad. that's life on the coast. What the last caller was saying, I just want to add two things. Break down the root word for infantry. It's infant. It came from the French infanterie. These are the infants that we send. They consider them, not grown adults. They're just cannon fodder. So that's where the word infantry comes from. And if you think Hitler was a bad guy, turn off the Alex Jones. I just say, you know, no leader is without fault, you know. But if you really look into it, he was doing what was best for his people. And just like Gaddafi and just like all these other rulers that we've been overthrowing or trying now, it's Putin. The same thing. You know, these people are in the way, and they need to get rid of them. What's really frustrating is if you go to Russia today, they seem to have a disconnect too. You know, we all know what we're told. We have to look further in order to understand exactly what's going on. And I followed this whole thing, the Maidan coup, and then the buildup on the border, and then the ginned up hatred of Russians. It's Poland 1938, except Putin is Hitler, and he felt like he felt the need to go in there and rescue these German-speaking people the same way Hitler had to do to rescue the German-speaking people. And if you look at who was doing the acts of brutality on each side, who was behind it, the same characters every time. Thoughts?
Yes, you're right, David.
Well, yeah, good points. And, you know, one of the great genius of the National Socialists was to tie the value of money to the value of labor, something that needs to be done today. And they also put severe limitations on financial speculation. And as this whole Sam Bankman-Fried debacle has showed us, our entire economy is essentially run on financial speculation right now. It's completely out of control. It's a kosher casino. But I would have to say from the previous caller, this country is not run by Nazis. It's run by Jews and communists. Mm-hmm. And that's the Great Reset is essentially a revamped form of communism.
Right. They like to point out that, you know, Hitler had maybe a little bit of backing from some corporate types. But remember, it was the Jews in New York that funded the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. His brilliant points to tie Hitler and Gaddafi and anyone who stands up for their own people gets smushed by these bankers. It's the same playbook over and over again, just like you said, sir. I agree.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much for the call, Bruce. And next I have Andy in Texas. Hi, Andy.
Oh, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's important that as we go through this history thing and whatnot, I mean, we got to look at a lot of this started well before 1913, but the big portion of it started right at 1913. Several things happened in 1913. End result was the First World War, which is the First World War in 1917, right after we got the Federal Reserve. And we have to look at the results of what that was. And the people who didn't stand up against the results at that particular time are just as guilty as we are today. Same thing with World War II and then the Korean War and then the Vietnam War and whatnot. There's consequences for each one of those. There was a reason why they did all that stuff and how they wanted to funnel stuff in and whatnot. And we're not focusing completely on the consequences of these things. We're always talking about when it happened, how it happened, and what they did. But we don't talk about what they did it for. And I think that's a lot more concentration. When people realize that eventually every one of these things leads to less and less freedom, and we're not discussing the fact that that's what's happening, but nobody has literally stood up. Sure, there's been protests, and that's the only one, redress of grievances. It's in the Constitution. People feel like they had the right to do it. I mean, basically, you go and protest the Federal Reserve, you're protesting a brick wall. You're protesting a building, because nobody's going to come out so you can throw oranges at them or tomatoes or whatever and let them know how you feel. We need to start thinking about what's the consequences of it and what are we willing to put up with. And my line in the sand was crossed a long time ago. It doesn't mean nothing because I'm just a simple individual. And your line may have been crossed, and everybody else's who's talking on the radio's line may have been crossed, but what are we going to do about it? Well, it seems that they've pushed us in a corner. One of your previous callers may have mentioned, they have weapons that can go around corners. They have machine guns. They have airplanes and stuff, and we're trying to open their minds up. Well, it's not working. It's just not working. I mean, we had a fellow call in on the last show talking about how we can't prove that people are, if people were dying left and right from this vaccine, word travels quickly, he said, and we should all know about it. Well, that's not the case. Most of these people are idiotic in their thinking because they won't antiquate the vaccine to the damage to their child or their husband or their grandpa or whatever. They don't antiquate this. We're not approaching this in the right direction. We have to see the results in order for us to react. Well, those of us who know anything about history, apparently history changes because I've heard so many different varieties of the Hitlers, of this and that, and the Kennedy shooting and all this stuff. Who cares how they did it? The end result of these incidences, let's call them, that happened, and how it's taken away our freedom and pushed us into a garage, so to speak. There's just a big garage, or there's a big stadium, and you, me, and everybody else who thinks the way we are could probably fit in there, or maybe two stadiums. I want to give credit to the people. But the end result is, we look at our politicians, and we say, they tell us all these different lies to get elected and stuff, and they never do any of it. Then you got us on the outside who tell about all these different remedies that we come up with and how we could possibly fix this thing and whatnot. But our words are just as imperable as the words of our politicians. And don't forget this. They bred out the alpha male. The alpha male is all but gone. How many G.I. Joes do you really think are in here that are willing to give their life right now to fix this, to go after this? And why are we so afraid not to assemble? Because there'll be an infiltration. Look at the militias. When do we just throw this all to the wind and go on about our business? We have to do something, gentlemen. I don't know what it is, but I thought I'd throw that out there.
I completely agree, okay? It's time now or never. And I think that the end result that they wanted was to get this thing in our hand where they've created this literal digital prison that we are living in now with the digital currency, the ID, and the geotagging, and the social credit score. If they boil all that technology down into the thing that they could tag and bag us with, you know, as long as they cut out the gathering and the doing for ourselves and make that illegal, then game over. We have to do something. You're right. I wanted to mention one thing in passing before I tossed it to Dave that, you know, Robert Revolt had a caller talking about how there's so many people in the alternative media and was trying to get a website or a book together that put all of our names there and stuff. It's like, we do need to work together. And the people that are aware of this, we're able to communicate now more at the moment than we ever have been. So I agree. We have to get something stirring here. Dave?
Well, the caller made some good points, but you know, we should really rethink this concept of World War I and World War II. They really were primarily European wars with white people killing white people. The terms are really misnomers. They're primarily European wars. And we should really think about the fact that those are both fratricidal wars and very damaging to the white race.
One last thing before I go. You know, people are always calling up and they're dissing on Alex Jones. They're dissing on Jim Spencer. They're dissing on this guy. They're dissing on that guy. And they're all in the alternative media. You know, Max Egan said it the best. He said, look, you don't diss on these people. Listen to them. Do whatever you got to do. But get something out of it, because each and every one of them are giving you some information that is helpful for you to get through life. Just disregard what you believe is BS, but you are getting information from these people, incorporated in your mind as to what makes sense to you, and then drive on. We don't need this infighting. This is the best way to destroy our movement, if we have a movement at all. The best way is to divide and conquer, and they're dividing the alternative media. Who cares if Alex Jones is a shill? Who cares if Fetzer is a shill? They both have great, and I'm not just digging on them. There's several other people, you know, Steve Bannon, blah, blah, blah. Everybody hates these people. But they are telling you some information that is useful, even if it's just the daily information of something that's happening specifically today. And I'll let you go with that. Gentlemen, you guys are awesome. Appreciate you.
Thanks very much for the call, Andy. I think that the gatekeepers can be gateways, too, for people. You know, I've said that about Alex at Jones. And, Dave, you want to respond to that before we got the last break, folks, and I'll be with take Stoney as soon as we come back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Stephen Whiter on Thought Crime Live, and the last caller I have, Stoney in Georgia. Stoney, how are you, sir? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir. I would just like to read a quote that came across the wire this morning. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated that the Ukrainian people will be, and I'm quoting, the Ukrainian people will be freed from their neo-Nazi rulers. They deserve to live in a good neighborhood with prosperity next to their Slavic brothers, said the Russian foreign minister, unquote. To your guess, I think that you would agree with me that when Mr. Lavrov speaks of the Nazis, he's not necessarily speaking of the Nazis, but the people who are currently ruling over the Nazis, who are causing what you spoke of earlier as the fractional, I think the term you used was fractional genocide of the white race.
Well, yes, clearly these are not, you know, classical Nazis in Ukraine. Zelensky and everyone surrounding him is Jewish. It's just a simple fact. And maybe the Russians don't want to come out and say that because, and, you know, Nazi is a great term to use in Russia, you know, to rally the troops, perhaps. I don't know why they're saying that, but clearly it's a Jewish regime, and they're working on part of the world government, essentially. They want to bring Ukraine under the EU, NATO, and thus the Kalergi plan.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you 100%. I want to, if you don't mind, I would like to speak to this FTX scandal and the so-called Sam Bankman-Fried, a.k.a. Satanic Bankster Fraud, which is what I call him. And you know, but what I can't stand is what they're doing right now. And I have nothing but respect for people who have pride in themselves. Every animal that God created on this planet has a sense of pride of itself. Every creature, no matter how big or small, has a sense of pride. But speaking on a spiritual level, when you give your free will over to something else, that, and think about this, that has no more power over death than you. They have to die just like you do. For those who believe that there is a God, how are you going to look your God in the face knowing that you gave it up to someone else in a different period called life? Am I making sense at all with what I'm saying?
But yeah, I completely agree with you. Yes, please continue. Yeah.
Okay, so, but I want, this is what bothers me, and I have pride just like you gentlemen have, and I respect people who have nothing but pride. There's a natural law that God put in the world, okay? In any situation, no matter how big or small, no matter what the situation, there has to be an equal exchange of energy. If there isn't, someone is going to feel like they're being effed. Someone's going to feel like they're being slighted. Okay, and what we have is an imbalance in this world where very few want to rule over everybody else. Okay, but going back to the FTX and the Satanic Bankster Fraud, now they're going to grab this modern-day Aunt Jemima, Maxine Waters, okay, and she's going to head the investigation into FTX. But she's been seen in photos with the Satanic Bankster Fraud. Now, what are the chances she's on the dole? She's been paid. She was one of the politicians. I don't know if she was in the midterms or whatever. But what are the chances she's been paid by the people who they laundered the money, both Republicans and Democrats, they laundered the money back to? She's a part of it, too.
Well, absolutely. And none of these investigations go anywhere. Maxine Waters doesn't even live in her own district. She's a complete fraud. Her husband's a banker, and yeah, she'll cover it up. All these investigations lead absolutely nowhere. They're just a show for the public to throw a few bones to make it look like we have a democracy.
Hey, thanks very much for the call, Stoney. We have a lot of pride. What we're lacking in this day and time is honor, and I appreciate you very much. Thanks for joining me, David, and. Listeners, remember,
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Me too. A thought crime a day keeps tyranny at bay, y'all. See you next week.
Thanks. You that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.